Sex After Childbirth. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Many myths around the issue of sexual activity around childbirth, both pre- and postnatally. There cannot be a couple who are expecting a child or a woman who is imminently giving birth, or has just given birth, who doesn't wonder when they can resume sexual activity, especially, but not exclusively, penetrative vaginal sexual intercourse. This issue is addressed by O'Malley et al., 2015, in an article titled Postpartum Sexual Health, a Principle-Based Concept Analysis, and published in Jan. As the authors explain, postpartum sexual health is a minimally understood concept, most often framed within physical, biological dimensions, or as a checklist task in postpartum information provision. This has the potential to leave women unprepared to manage transient, or normative sexual health changes after childbirth. For meaningful discussion, clarity and understanding of postpartum sexual health is required. Using a wide variety of sources which were reviewed systematically, the study uses a principle-based concept analysis approach to investigate what is known about postpartum sex. They conclude that postpartum sexual health is conceptually immature, with limited applicability in current midwifery practice. Midwives are in an excellent position to advise on postpartum sexual activity, but, of course, new mothers and fathers may find it hard to ask, and equally, midwives may find the subject difficult to broach. Finally, in the words of the authors, measurement tools for specifically assessing and measuring postpartum sexual health were not identified in this analysis, and there is a need to develop, test and validate such a tool. Finally, there is limited evidence on the topic from the perspective of midwife care providers, and of that which was identified, midwives have apparent limited knowledge in the area of postpartum sexual health and engage minimally in discussions with women on this topic in the postpartum period. This indicates an urgent need for education in this area, including curriculum considerations at undergraduate and postgraduate level, so that greater clinical understanding and appreciation for this important aspect of maternity care can be assured.